Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series, your audio source for international produce markets, trends, market reports, and community discussion. Join us somewhere in the world as we cover all aspects of the international produce and supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Juanita Galio.
Hola, bonjour, willkommen in any language. Welcome, fresh produce aficionados, to another vibrant and healthy dose of the Global Fresh series. Your passport to the ever-evolving world of fruits, fields, industry, trade shows, and fresh ideas. I'm your host, Juanita Galio, coming to you from sunny, exciting Long Beach, California, where innovation meets agriculture. Today's episode goes well beyond the orchards and fields to explore how technology is reshaping fresh produce. From 3D printers to AI-powered drones and robotics in the fields to high-tech packing houses that keep avocados and other crops fresher longer. We travel far and wide to bring you the real stories and sharp insights that move the industry forward. Whether you're navigating complex supply chains, building next-gen retail experiences, or simply passionate about what's fresh and flavorful in the fields, you have found your people. Now, everyone, get comfortable, because this episode is going to be a bit different than most of my episodes. Yes, we always want to stay on trend with what is happening in the produce world and trade shows. I've been talking a lot about avocados, which are so popular. Some of the other fruits as well, citrus, grapes right now. But, you know, there's a lot of things bubbling along the sidelines that's going to really propel all commodities, not just the ones I've mentioned, but everything is just going to explode. And wait till you hear some of the information that I have found that's going to change. It's going to be a big game changer for fresh produce. But I'll tell you more about that after the show. You're really going to want, after the show, we haven't even started yet, after the commercial, because you're really going to want to hear about this 3D printer that you and all fresh produce consumers, you'll be able to transform all of your produce waste to useful items in your home. For example, a spoon or coffee mug. Just use your imagination. You're going to be able to do all the, onion peels, mango peels, any of that. And it's really exciting. I can't wait to tell you about it. But first, I have to stay on track. I have to go through my weekly litany of summarizing some interesting bite-sized commodity and trade show news. I will also be taking you after talking about this 3D printer. I will also be talking about the future of farming with robots in the fields and drones in the sky. This could really be a harbinger for the future of farming. Did you know that as of June 2025, that was just 3 months ago, more than 500,000 agricultural drones have been deployed worldwide, saving an estimated 330 million metric tons of water and reducing carbon emissions by 42.58 million tons. This was reported in a white paper on the agricultural drone industry just recently. The report was issued by Farmers Daily and DJI Agriculture Outlines for development trends, technological applications, and regulatory changes. More about this later in the show. I'm just whetting your appetite. This is just the appetizer before we get into the actual main course. So here we are. It is the first week of September. We are getting ready for Fruit Attraction in Madrid, Spain. I look forward to not only meeting our sponsors, but attending their seminars. In fact, one of our sponsors, the DRC, the Fruit and Vegetable Dispute Resolution Corporation, they will be speaking on October 2nd at 10:30 a.m. in Hall 10, which will be right across from their booth. It's they will be speaking Jaime Bustamante at Fruit Next Forum, which is directly across from their booth, 10A37. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone there. And there's going to be so much excitement, and I'm practicing my Spanish as I'm getting ready to head to Madrid, Spain at the end of the month. So let's get back on track. I always have to mention some commodities here. And as we are wrapping up summer, let's take a look at the global 2025 fresh cherry harvest. What was happening? Europe had mixed outcomes, with parts of the UK and Italy having outstanding harvests, but Greece and Poland, they experienced severe losses up to 80% due to late frosts. The UK had a bumper harvest and exceptional quality with the Ocado variety. This is a cherry. It was so good that they called it the standout fruit for the summer in the UK. Certainly, Tesco supermarket was really hot on this cherry. In the United States, Michigan experienced a major crop loss of up to 70% due to a late freeze compounded by labor and policy pressure, while Washington State had strong production with low prices. And I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed the cherry season. There's nothing like just munching on some fresh, cool cherries. So before we continue, we're going to recognize our fantastic sponsors who keep our show healthy and growing. Our first class sponsor is proudly Canadian, proudly Manitoban, Peak of the Market, a privately owned company for more than 80 years, dedicated to bringing you the highest, freshest quality produce straight from their fields. Crisp mornings, rich harvest. September marks the peak season for Manitoba vegetables, from hearty potatoes and carrots to fresh cabbage and beets. Nothing says local like produce picked right from their fields to your fork. And I should know, as I spent time in a number of their fields the beginning of July, and it was fabulous. I was very impressed. I thought Winnipeg, and especially being out in those fields, was just glorious. Our next sponsor, Columbia Avocados. It's Columbia's main season, and Columbia has volume and quality to support promotional programs, filling that supply gap. Columbia Avocados meet your growing category demand year-round. Columbia Avocados. Now, stay tuned as we go to commercial to hear from another one of our fabulous sponsors, Jack Vandenberg.
120 years ago, in Groningen, the Netherlands, a small produce business began, trading fresh local fruits. By the 1930s, the Vandenberg family moved to Rotterdam, Europe's burgeoning fruit hub. But when the 1940s brought turmoil, they fled to America, rebuilding their legacy in fresh produce. In 1958, Jack Vandenberg became a trailblazer, importing fresh Chilean fruit to the U.S., opening doors to global flavors. Today, that spirit of growth and innovation continues, with sustainable packaging, carbon footprint tracking, and the finest fruit varieties. We're redefining freshness for the future. Family, fresh, innovation, celebrating a legacy 120 years in the making. This is Jack Vandenberg.
Yes, indeed. Jack Vandenberg not only has fabulous citrus and grape products, but the bags that these products are in are compostable, which means they break down. You can bury them in your garden or any bit of soil you have around your house and just watch them melt into the earth. And that, ladies and gentlemen, leads me directly into my first story. You talk about sustainability. We hear this a lot, the compostable bags from Jack Vandenberg. Well, who knows? We may not need anything like that in the future or the very near future, because here is a story straight from MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, that is going to be a game changer for all those apple, banana, pineapple, any other fruit, onion peels, veggie pills that you might toss into the trash. Today, we're diving into a story that sounds like it came straight out of a science fiction novel, but it's real, and it's happening right now at MIT. Imagine this. What if all that compostable waste, banana peels that I mentioned, even coffee, eggshells, what if that could all be turned into utensils in your kitchen? Coffee mugs, a fork, a spoon, maybe even a toaster. MIT says, why not? And they've gone to town, done some great research, have they're really on with this 3D printer that they have designed. It's called Food, FOODRES, fooddress.ai printer. It's a 3D printer that takes food scraps, mixes them with natural additives, and transforms them into everyday household items. I mean, this is unbelievable. Can you imagine that? This would truly be a game changer. Let's take a look at how it actually works. I'm picturing tossing an apple core into the machine and poof, out comes a spoon. Keep that imagination going now. Because imagine this, the way it works is you're going to download an app on your phone. So you take a picture first with that app of your food scraps. The app is called the Companion app. This app uses AI to identify the type of waste, say orange peels or rice leftovers, coffee grinds, and then it will tell you what it recommends, what you can print from these leftovers or these scraps. So they're saying you're going to be able to print cups, utensils, even custom designs, maybe a toaster. It's going to be like a recycling coach in your pocket. Except instead of sending things to a bin, it's turning them into something new that you can use right at home. And the printer itself uses a heated extruder system to shape the food waste paste into your chosen object. The designer's name is Biro Kayo from MIT. He says they wanted it to be as easy as pressing a button, so it's accessible to everyone, even people who've never touched a 3D printer before, like myself, or probably many of you. I'm kind of curious how much this 3D printer would cost, because I know that just to have a 3D printer to create other things that can be quite expensive. But can you imagine if you're able to buy this 3D printer and just everything in your kitchen, everything, all the cooking, eggshells, coffee grinds, onion peels, banana peels, you just throw it all in, take a picture and you're all of a sudden you say, here's a coffee mug or here's some utensils or a toaster. This is really incredible. I think this could be a game changer in getting people to eat more produce, because one of the issues of produce is the waste. And certainly we want to encourage them to eat it, but in the event the bananas or avocados have gone off earlier than expected, they can actually put it in a 3D printer and make something useful of the waste that they can use. They can actually, and things they make with this printer, they can actually use it in their home. So it's not just cool technology, it's tackling a massive problem. Because did you know that the U.S. generates about 66 million tons of food waste a year? Most of that ends up in landfills, producing emissions equal to 42 coal-fired power plants. That is pretty bad. I'm sorry, but that's really a negative for the planet. And if everyone can have a 3D printer and start producing things that they actually need in their home, practical things, wow, that's to me is a huge game changer. And that's why this invention is so exciting, because we're keeping food waste out of landfills and repurposing it into useful items. It's creating what's called, they're calling this a closed loop system, meaning that you buy the product, even if you may not eat it, there it goes to a certain good cause, and out of that comes something you can use. So waste just doesn't appear. It gets transformed and reused right in the same household or community. It sounds like a lot of fun, too. I read that you can even customize the colors and textures of your creations depending on the type of scraps you're using. Now, that's also interesting, because maybe if you're able, let's say there's a fruit or vegetable that has a unique peel or a unique quality about it, where you're able to create something even much more interesting or with different textures than any other product. Can you imagine that? Then I think consumers are going to pick up that product more than any others within the produce department. So that's going to be a big marketing changer as well. Can you imagine someone, I don't know, I'm just trying to think, maybe something you really want people to get to eat because they're not, like everyone's eating blueberries, avocados. I'm just trying to think because I eat everything in the produce department, maybe leeks. Would there be an uptick in the sales of leeks because they're saying, oh, but the ends of the leeks that you don't eat, you're able to create a chair or a table. Wow. So beyond mugs and coasters, the vision for this technology is huge. Also, think medical materials, biodegradable products, even synthetic skin. And this is a pilot project in Cambridge. It's already aiming to save 15 million pounds of food waste, impacting more than 2,000 households. So the big question is, are we ready for this? I am. Are you? Can communities really integrate food waste printing into everyday life? That's what makes this moment so exciting. The fooddress.ai printer is more than a gadget. It's a glimpse into a more sustainable future. And maybe, just maybe, your next coffee cup could be brewed with yesterday's leftovers. Wouldn't that be amazing? Literally. So I'm really looking forward to this. And I've actually already contacted MIT, this department, because I'd like to know more about it. I'd actually like to go there and see if there's a prototype of this machine and how it works. I'd like to be able myself just to use this as a companion app and create something and report back to all of you, even on a video to show how it works. I can't wait. This is like a wish list from everyone. So stay tuned for a 3D printer that's going to take all of your waste and convert it into something. I'd like mine to build a house. All right. So now leaving you with that for thought process, I am going to turn it over to our next incredible sponsor, SAG Technical Services, whom we need just as about as much as we need a 3D printer.
ZAG Technical Services, we do many things. Managed services for IT needs, including consulting. Another area of expertise for us is cybersecurity, making sure that there's awareness and risk prevention. And then the final piece is the data and software services, where whether it's software automation, data management, even AI, we have things that we can do to help your business. Those are core components that your company relies on. So we have a rich history of being able to manage these IT services so that you don't have to worry about them. You trust us so that we keep your operations going and your business going ultimately. When we talk about what AI can do for you and the time savings, even though you don't think you have something that you can just put AI in, you probably do if you have a business case that could be benefited from automation or efficiencies that are brought in. We can trust AI to do those things. And the beauty of that is you can free up time for your employees to do more meaningful work. So even if you think you may not benefit, I think it's worth a conversation because you will be surprised. We'll walk you through every step of the way and we're here to help.
Well, if you don't think that you are not going to be hacked or you're not, you know, it would never happen to you. This was just on the news that 8 men have been accused of hacking into over 7,500 gig workers' accounts at Instacart and Target owned Shipt to defraud the companies of as much as $30 million. This is according to a search warrant and an indictment reviewed by Forbes. The hackers posed as Instacart and Target Shipt employees to dupe shoppers into handing over login information for their accounts. So this is nothing to fool around with. You really do run as fast as you can, as fast as your fingers can run to the website of ZAG Technical Services and check them out. Keep your network security safe and secure. So as I'm still thinking about what I'd like to do with these 3D printers and food waste, we're going to move on, staying on the innovation train. Let's head west to California's Central Valley, where farmers are turning to AI and robotics to feed the future. And this is another very interesting development. Everyone thinks of drones just kind of hovering over the fields, but listen to what some of these farmers are doing with drones, which I had no idea, and it's fabulous. Ning Quinn, publisher of Farmers Daily, said, agricultural drones are changing traditional production models with technology and becoming a new engine for ensuring food security. Think of that. They're becoming a new engine for ensuring food security. And what a future it is. Imagine drones buzzing over almond orchards, scanning for pests, while autonomous tractors weed fields all night long. Again, they're saying, does this sound like science fiction? Yep, but it's happening right now. This same gentleman, the publisher of Farmers Daily, said agricultural drones are changing traditional production models with technology and becoming a new engine for ensuring food security. Labor shortages are pushing growers towards AI-driven systems. And while these machines excel at consistency, running 24/7 without complaint, they still can't match the finesse of human workers, especially when it comes to something as delicate as picking soft fruit, think of strawberries, without bruising it. So here's the heart of the story. Tech can do the heavy lifting, but the human touch remains irreplaceable. Experts at the World FIRA Expo in France showcased prototypes like robotic weeders and autonomous tractors, tools that could drastically reduce chemical use while boosting efficiency. And sustainability again shows up. Some of these are AI robots, like the ones from Swiss startup Ecorobotics. That's an interesting word, Ecorobotics. They are using to pinpoint precision to target weeds, cutting herbicide use, and preserving soil health. So think about the potential impact. You're going to have healthier soil, healthier food, and fewer chemicals in our ecosystem. And that's all through AI. Now, of course, there are challenges. The technology, first of all, as we know, it's all new, and so it's expensive. Many smallholder farmers who actually produce 80% of the world's food output, they may not have the capital or technical expertise to jump in right away. But that could also be addressed. Adaption, despite all that, their adaption to these new technology for farming, it is growing. There's real success stories in vertical farming where AI-controlled environments that can yield up to 400 times more food per acre than traditional methods. In India, government-backed AI chatbots are guiding farmers in their local languages, democratizing access to information. Now, let's take a look at China. China's drone use in agriculture, according to a 2024 report, Chinese agricultural drones covered more than 173 million hectares of farmland. That's massive. It translates into about $1.8 billion in market value while creating jobs for nearly 500,000 people. However, this is what I thought was really cool. The exciting part is how drones are opening doors for new groups, like the 12,000 female operators now engaged in plant production. Plus, more young people are actually heading back to rural areas to start businesses around this technology. It's a real shift in the Chinese ag workforce. And listen to what else drones are doing. They're not just spraying crops. Their applications are expanding. They're sowing fertilization, crop monitoring, for example, in one county in China. They transported 85 kilos of oranges in just 2 minutes. Over in Yunnan province, a drone-based dispatch system cut banana transportation losses from 30% down to less than 5%. So they're really bringing a huge efficiency, and these Chinese examples are showing it. They're even being used to move bamboo through mountainous terrains in China. So suddenly what used to take hours of backbreaking labor, it's able to be done in minutes. I mean, that really is amazing to me, about transporting 85 kilos of oranges in just 2 minutes. It shows how fast agritech is moving and how drones are reshaping the logistics side of fresh produce as much as the farming side. It all comes down to more efficiency and resilience. AI can help optimize irrigation, cut water use by up to 40%, and even predict crop diseases before they spread. That's a lifeline in a world where climate change is rewriting the rules of farming. And we're starting to see these companies with these types of technologies really start to rise up at many of the trade shows. But still critics, they're still raising some concerns from potential job losses to data privacy. But like we've seen throughout agriculture's history, every technological leap creates new roles. Think about there was no websites. Remember that? No one had a website. Now we have website masters, website designers. Think about social media. Now most fresh produce companies have a dedicated social media person. With this technology, think about data analysts, robotics, technicians, and AI specialists working alongside farmers to keep their systems running. So here's the big question. Will AI and robotics replace the farmers? Most people say no. They'll amplify the farming experience. Machines bring precision and stamina, but farmers bring wisdom, adaptability, and passion or their heart to the business. So as we march toward 10 billion mouths to feed by 2050, the fusion of human expertise with AI innovation may just be the partnership that gets us there. Farming with both brain and bite, B-Y-T-E, not B-I-T-E. So I hope you've enjoyed. I tried to give you something a little bit outside of the fresh produce industry, but things that really relate to it and will plug in and be huge game changers to produce better food, more food, higher yields. We have a lot of challenges coming up in front of us, and I'm so glad to see that technology such as this MIT 3D printer, these drones that can even transport fruit besides just spraying the fields, are being made available to everyone in the fresh produce community. And as always, it has been my pleasure to have all of you join us today. And as we say here at the Produce Industry Podcast, we will see you in the fields with the drones above and on the horizon with 3D printers. Stay tuned for further episodes. Thank you for joining us today.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast Global Fresh Series with Juanita Galio. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon to get new fresh episodes. For more, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.